The Cantonese people of southern China say that they'll eat everything with four legs except a table, and everything with feathers except a feather duster. But scientists in Hong Kong announced recently that they believe that the SARS virus may have originated in the animal that is at the center of one of the region's most famous dishes. This has resulted in a ban in wildlife trade in Guangdong. NPR's Rob Gifford reports.
It may be that the whole tragic tale of SARS began with one particular dish from southern China. It's called Dragon Tiger Phoenix, and it's considered one of the most delicate of Cantonese cuisine's wide range of delicacies. The dragon in the dish is snake, the phoenix is pheasant, and the tiger is an animal rather like a mongoose, known as the civet. It's sometimes called the civet cat, though it's not related to the ordinary domestic cat at all. Last week, researchers at the University of Hong Kong said the coronavirus that they believe causes SARS was found in the feces of six civets from animal markets of Guangdong province. The findings have prompted Beijing to take action.
It's here in animal markets like this one in the southern Chinese city of Guangzhou that SARS is believed to have originated. This place is lined with cages, which would normally hold wild animals of all kinds. But now the cages are completely empty. The government has closed down the market, and there's not a dog or a snake or a monkey, let alone a civet cat, to be seen. Well, this lady is telling us that she sells civet cat all the time, and she's eaten it many times, but she's never got sick. She's extremely angry with the government for banning the sale not only of civet cat, but also of all the other animals that normally we'd see around us here, of which there are now none. He says, even if you had $1,000 and you gave it to me now, I wouldn't be able to get you a civet cat. Not for love nor money. Well, there's one way to check up on what these people are saying, and that's to go to one of Guangzhou's thousands of restaurants that are usually serving up these wild animals and see if they've got civet cat on the menu.
A waitress at the Southern Pearl restaurant just down the road seems nervous when asked if she has any civet. Under the temporary ban, she isn't supposed to have any wild game. So they got crocodile. They got crocodile. Okay. Well, she says that they've got civet cat here if we want to eat it.
Chinese epidemiologists now believe they've traced the first few cases of SARS. Several of them worked as chefs preparing wild game. Scientists believe they touched the meat of a civet or other infected animal and then perhaps rubbed their eyes, transferring the virus to themselves. Thus began the epidemic that has gone around the world. Experts say SARS is not transmitted by eating infected wild animals, only from contact with infected meat or feces. Though the government has tried to prevent any further such occurrences by banning the sale of wild game, it's clear from the waitress and from the menu that pretty much everything is still available.
So if you're hungry, here's what's on the menu today. There's scorpions with deer. There's scorpions with crocodile. There's also deer penis, if you want to try that. I'm told that's quite an aphrodisiac. I'm not sure I'm going to be trying that today, though. There's also all types of snake. And here on the menu, with a picture of it, is the civet cat. And they say that they just killed one this morning, and they can serve us that for 78 renminbi, which is about $10.
If you want wild cat rather than civet, they'll actually bring the live wild cat to the table in a bag for you to see, then take it away to kill it and serve it fresh. And yes, they do have Dragon Tiger Phoenix. Dr. John Nichols, a pathologist at Hong Kong University who's been at the front line of the fight against SARS, says there's no doubt Cantonese people will continue to eat wild animals. And so, whatever the government does, dangers will remain.
The southern China region in particular is a region where you have lots of animals and lots of species of animals living in close proximity to a large population base. We are always going to get this interaction of animals with humans and therefore animal viruses with human viruses. And there's no way in which I think that we are going to be totally able to eradicate it.
One answer, he says, is to farm animals like the civet, so that the animals and the people who farm them can be tested regularly for viruses. Meanwhile, though, Nichols says everyone needs to be alert for the next virus that will emerge from southern China, a virus that he says may well make SARS look like a picnic. Rob Gifford, NPR News in Guangdong, southern China.